3. Destinies and Homecomers.
Chapter 29. Thrug and Dumble had arrived at the mountain stronghold of the Laird MacTallan. They stood shivering among the high rocks, unconscious of the beauties about them. The Laird MacTallan spread his wings wide at the snow-capped peaks. The setting sun had turned the ice and snow from white to a clear pink.
Oh, this is sight to gladden your feathers, laddie.
Baby Dumble spread his paws, gazing down at his fat little stomach.
I don't have no feathers.
Ah, so you dinna. Would you no like to be a falcon?
MacTallan's wide wing patted him, nearly knocking him over. The Dormouse sniffed as he climbed into Thrug's haversack, away from the cold.
Sooner be a Dumble.
MacTallan chuckled fiercely.
Oh, away with you, Moosey.
He turned to Thrug. The otter was stamping his paws to keep warm.
Now then, my friend, you'll be wanting to get your paws on some ice toe floors, my son tells me.
Thrug swung the haversack to his shoulders.
Yes, sir, them's the ones. Ice toe floors. You tell me where they're at, and I'll go and pick 'em.
Well, now, aren't you the bold creature?
MacTallan preened his neck feathers.
Pick them, indeed. You're a braw, big river dog, Thrug, but you're a long ways frae hame. Ice tours only grow about the nest of the wild King MacPhearsome. Oh, nae bird or beastie ever goes up there, laddie. Yon eagle's a very unpredictable creature. I wouldna fancy making requests of him. But if you be foolish enough to try, I'll fly up there on the morrow. But you'll have to climb as you have nae wings to speak of.
Rock Angus showed Thrug and Dumble to a small cavern where they were to spend the night. There was heather and bracken piled up in a corner, but the place was dreadfully cold. Thrug put some of the bracken to one side. The rest he placed at the cavern entrance. Digging flint and tinder from the haversack, he soon had a small fire going. Rockangus was wary of flames, but the sight of baby Dumble seated in front of the fire, warming his paws, soon had the young falcon perched between Thrug and Dumble, enjoying the welcome heat. Rock Angus had some words of advice for the otter.
My feyther says you're going up to see the Wild King in the morning. Be careful, Thrug. Old MacPhearsome is a giant. Mind your manners. Address him as King or Your Majesty. Oh, he has a broad temper, that one has. He'd as soon eat you as look at you.
Thrug put more of the sweet-smelling bracken on the fire.
Listen, Rock Angus, me old matey. I'll do whatever it takes to get those oyster flowers back to Redwall Abbey. If I've got to pretend to be frightened as some old bird, then so be it.
You have my admiration, Thrug, for I know you're not frightened of anything.
Rockangus flexed his good wing.
Mind, though, you'd be well advised to fear the Wild King. He's the only one who has ice-tore flowers, and he doesn't part with anything lightly. Oh, and you'd best leave your sling with me. MacPhearsome won't have any armed bird or beast near his eyrie. That's about it, Thrug. Good luck to you. You're a braw friend and a bonny river dog.
Rock Angus had conquered his fear of the fire. In fact, he'd rather come to like it. The young falcon spent the night feeding the flames with heather and bracken, while Thrug and baby Dumble slept peacefully in the high snow-capped mountains of the north.